So we're talking about doggy thongs. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, doggy thongs is the way to be. It's a new company. It's a doggy diaper, but they make them look like underwears. So if you go to CNYKiss.com, Big Papa's blog, fun stuff page, there's a picture of a bulldog wearing black undies. I really hope that it's a female dog. Black panties with a little lace around the waistband and pink polka dots on them. And there's a bunch of poodles in thongs and whatnot. All right, here's my thong story. Ready? When I was 18, 19 years old, I got hired. I got hired to perform at a theme park in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was a cool, you know, really cool thing. Again, I liked musical theater and whatnot when I was a kid. And they hired me to sing and dance at a theme park for the summer. Professional gig. Oh my God, I'm going to get paid to sing. This is awesome. So I go through and I get all the paperwork and I'm like, okay, I sign and send everything off. And I'm packing. And I'm going through, my checklist and whatever. And it says, okay, you need to have a dance belt. I'm like, all right, it's probably just, you know, like a normal belt. I'm not a dancer. You know, I'm not like a, you know, ballet, second position, blah, blah, blah. That's not me. You know, I shake my groove thing at Caballo's on Friday. You'll see that. But I'm not like I'm a personally trained dancer. That's just not me. So when I read dance belt, I'm like, all right, I'll just go and get a belt. That's not a problem. So I go into one of those dancing stores where they sell all the, you know, the specialty dance shoes. I think it's special shoes and stuff too. And I'm like, all right, I need a dance belt. And the woman looks at me. She's like, okay, what size? I'm like, I don't know, like a 40, 42 around the waist. She's like, no, it's not like that. I'm like, what is it? What's a dance belt? And she looks me square in the eye and she says, it's a thong. It's a male thong. And I look at her, I'm like, jiggle what? Really? Apparently, this was part of the dress code that I was under contract. I'm like, oh no. So I ended up buying two of these things. And it's a male thong, nude material, and the backside of the male thong was like one of it had the thickness of a rope that you used to climb in gym class. That's how thick this bad boy was. So I'm dreading it. I'm absolutely dreading it. And so I get there, and it's three guys, three girls in the cast. I get there and, you know, I get changed for rehearsal. And it says in the thing, we're supposed to wear them for rehearsal. And, you know, I got to wear them for rehearsals and all the shows. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be the summer of wedgies. That's what I'm thinking the whole time. So we get through, like, the first 2 weeks. And it is awful. It is so uncomfortable. But I'm doing it. Why? Because it's in my contract. So we get through, like, the second week. And we get to the part where we're actually changing in front of each other. Because, you know, costume changes in the show and whatnot. And the other guys are wearing boxer shorts. I'm like, wait, you guys aren't wearing a dance belt? And the other two guys are like, yeah, we worked for this company for a long time. They never checked. You're fine. So I don't have to wear this? No, I burned it. I did like a ceremonial burn of that bad boy. So yes, ladies, I have experienced the uncomfortableness of the thong underwear. And you get away with like a little like dental floss thing. I had a rope. Yeah. Now I have street cred. That's right. 733-KISS, 733-5477. Email BigPapa, CNYKiss.com.